This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue answering the interrogatives in 2 Timothy 4, I want us to focus on the what question now. If I am to discharge all the duties of my ministry, what are those duties? Paul begins by charging Timothy and us to preach the word. More important than eloquent presentations is the importance of declaring what God has inspired. Isaiah the prophet pointed out in Isaiah 55:11, "My word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." I believe one reason God blessed the preaching of Billy Graham is because he constantly declared, "The Bible says," and then quoted from it. God promises to honor his word, so preach it. Secondly, be prepared in season and out of season. I believe Paul is here amplifying the importance of the Word of God in the ministry. As he pointed out in chapter 2, verse 15, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth." You will never be able to correct, rebuke, and encourage if you are not prepared to share what God has said in his word. Psalm 119 presents 175 verses that amplify this point. You also need to give careful instruction with great patience. It is easy to become impatient with people who are either slow learners or are intent to listen to what their itching ears want to hear. These are some of the duties we are to discharge in our efforts to fulfill our calling.